Never been more fucking ready.
Never.
Stay ready, dog.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Bruce Allen Podcast. Through and through. One day late. Tasty. No problem, though. We got our boy Ian back in the house.
Howdy.
First, Mike, say something about it.
What?
Ian's back, dude. Aren't you excited? That. And he's not going to be here for long.
I'm very excited.
Let's embrace him.
Yeah, he's doing a 15-minute episode. Let's touch him.
I'm very excited. I'm sorry. I have to fix all the knobs that you fucked up.
Yeah, wow. Right? That these two idiots.
I was just fucking with mine. I accidentally hit yours, and I put it right back where it was before. Anyways, Ian was in, where the fuck were you?
I went on a trip to Europe from Amsterdam, Hamburg, Berlin, and finished off in Warsaw.
And he came back home with a Polish boy haircut.
Hell yeah, he did, dude. He came back looking fucking Middle European as fuck.
Yes.
Amsterdam, Hamburg, Berlin.
Yep.
And then ended up in
Warsaw.
Warsaw. Where's Warsaw?
Yeah. Warsaw's in Poland.
Okay, thank you.
Did you see any concentration camp stuff?
That's
all I care about. Okay, never mind. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
Warsaw sounds like a good band name.
Yeah.
That's like, not a, like Warsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude.
Not a bad. Yeah. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
What about Saw War? Think about that. That's countries. A good one, too.
Well, that would be the concentration camps.
That would be it. Okay, anyways. What was the Amsterdam your favorite? Naturally, right?
I like Amsterdam the best. I like that fucking town.
Yeah.
It's just chill. We walked all the parks. It was the 750th anniversary of Amsterdam. Yeah. Went on the Heineken tour. They had a special beer. All like the like high-end breweries in town fucking had special beer.
No shit.
Yeah.
Did you go and fucking, never mind, I forgot what I was going to ask.
It was the anniversary of Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did they have any sections? That's what I was going to say. Where they was like, this is what Amsterdam was like when this motherfucker started. It had to have been just a bunch of fucking tents and mud houses by
like we
river,
would have
right?
colonial people yeah. walking around?
Yeah.
It was kind of like Chicago before it burnt down.
No one knows what that means.
A lot of dames walking around?
Yeah.
Was. Did you see a lot of wooden shoes and shit? They got that shit?
No. I saw a lot of hookers
nice.
In Hamburg.
Did you eat any of them?
No.
No.
But people watching? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Top a level. Lot of fun. Yeah, we like, so whatever. Amsterdam, smoking weed, drinking whatever, doing all that. Homeboy in the morning of our Airbnb. Fucking fresh breakfast every day.
Word?
Yes. Like,
were you guys borrowed a room from him?
Airbnb.
Yeah, but did he just like, he lived in the joint too and you guys just had a room?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's fucking, I could do that. I'd do that.
He lived
How fucking scared was he when he saw you though?
No. He was like chill. Weird gay Asian man.
Yeah, perfect.
Wearing like a kimono.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah, dude.
And
serving good breakfast? What did you serve? What were you getting?
So like you'd get like,
and wait, where were you in Amsterdam?
What,
no, this is Hamburg, right?
This is Hamburg.
No, this is Amsterdam.
Still Amsterdam.
Oh, this is Amsterdam.
Okay.
Yeah, I started
we're
jumping.
Still on first step.
I started jumping.
Hold on, let me
Hamburg.
Get on Google Earth. Hold on.
I want to become a Komodo guy.
Oh, you'd be a great Komodo guy.
I think I
was. I almost got a kimono in Poland. That's real close.
Were you wearing them there too?
No, but across the store was a kimono shop.
Was it cold? Was it cold as shit?
No, it was like really nice. It was
in
like
Amsterdam?
80s.
That's Alice at Amsterdam was a fucking favorite place she's ever been.
Yeah. What everywhere we went, every metalhead would like pound me and be like, word.
Well, like, just like, what, just like in public?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we would see each other and they would acknowledge.
Yeah.
And, me
that you love the Beatles.
Did you already? Yeah.
So they were just like fucking you on the street.
No, did you go to?
I'm fucking me, yeah. Did you, I was candy, baby.
Oh, yeah, daddy. You're
straight
fucking,
candy.
He's just like, don't stop talking to him about like that. Yeah. This is Ian's time. Let him shine. did you have that haircut when you went to Europe?
No.
You got that in Europe?
He got that in Poland. That's what we said. He came home with a Polish boy haircut.
You got that in Poland.
In Poland at like a greaser barbershop.
Nice.
The day before the wedding.
They probably fucking loved you. How much did it cost?
You went in, you're like, I want the pony boy.
Yeah. No, I walked in, I go, high and tight.
Give me the natural.
And I pointed up at a picture and just said, high and tight.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, well, I got to change it a little. I go, because of my huge head? He goes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's roll, baby.
Everyone had good English?
No. Poland Poland was rough.
Yeah.
Everywhere else, totally cool.
Okay.
We stayed in like neighborhoods mainly in every place except for Poland. We stayed on this main street called Hoxha Street downtown.
In where, Amsterdam?
No, in Poland.
Okay.
He's jumping two cities. We'll get
I'm
back.
I'm jumping
though.
All over the yeah. place.
It's a thing of it like Back to the Future too.
Yeah. But
it's like what, Tarantino
in Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah. Storytelling.
We're like more closer to the museums, but mainly the parks. So we did like 10 miles the first day.
A lot of heroin or no?
Not too much, but
they fucking give it to you. They let you fucking get in the fucking
But the
fucking
funny
doctor.
Thing is, everyone's like, "Hey, watch out for the punks." And Bree's like, yeah, like, watch out. And they're like, no, like the punks. And we're just like, yeah, okay. Thing is, they call like punks like junkies.
Yeah.
Because they're all fucking just gutter punks mm-hmm. and just junked mm-hmm. the fuck out.
Damn. Yeah. Are they few and far between, though?
In the Netherlands, you didn't really see much. I had one... We're in the park, and he's just, like, talking to himself on a bench.
Yeah.
And then he's like, where the fuck did I put Andre the Giant Man? And I just look back at him. I go, fucking somewhere. And he's like, yeah, goddamn it. Like, he gets it.
Where'd they put him?
Yeah.
Where'd they put him?
And I was just like, yeah, somewhere. And, like,
I love that Ian speaks their language.
Yeah. Like, total crackhead. Yeah. Like, yeah. And he was like, oh, brother. Like,
you guys circled each other.
Ian is the transient whisperer.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck yeah.
Heal.
Yeah. Down.
Sprinkle some food in their mouth and then leave.
Hit it with some sunflower seeds. Yeah. Just a pocket full of sunflower seeds.
Thank you. You can drink everywhere.
They're just screaming out of control. He just throws some sunflower seeds and they just go into a trance.
Blast them in the mouth.
And he's got a Mexican accent all of a sudden. You have to control the homeless.
Spray them out of the water. No, stay.
He's just on top of them. They're like just squirming, trying to get out. He's just calmly holding them down and they just like slowly start like giving in.
Pet his belly. Pet his belly down.
Yeah. And then you talk to the people post experiencing their homelessness and they're like, yeah, I mean, he pulled me right. I was in.
He pulled me out of a dark place.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't save him. Ian did.
Ian did. And then it cuts to like the promo of you, like with your arms.
I'm a martyr.
Yeah. Your arms around six fucking homeless kids.
But in the shape of Jesus.
Yeah, but there's a huge, like, he is the cross.
No, he's on the cross, but he's holding them still.
Yeah. It's holding three on each arm. No, it's the last meal, but it's all homeless kids.
The last supper.
The last meal.
What is this, death row, dog?
Yeah.
You got death row on the brain now.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, that was death row.
It really was. It really was. I'd have chose something better than fucking...
The guys that were there, they didn't know that was the last.
Nobody there did. Well, a couple fellas probably.
Show me where you were staying in Amsterdam without taking too much of the podcast.
This in a bypass just to do a little bit of physical comedy or physical things we're not supposed to do. Your shirt keeps reminding me of a Gus Macker shirt. You remember Gus Macker?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I think that's what it's supposed to do.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's fucking smart.
Yeah.
It's smart. That started in my parents' hometown.
My uncle used to do it like all the time.
Who, Drago?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I bet he's probably a motherfucker. Fucking
what's Macker, so cool
dude.
About
Macker was dirty basketball.
It was. I never played in it.
What's so cool about it, dude?
Oh, yeah, I played in one.
It was pretty much over by the time I got old enough.
Just like, the look. Attitude. Everyone's super happy.
Yeah.
They're chill, bro. Yeah,
sounds stupid. So next, you went to Poland.
Next he went to fucking Hamburg.
Sorry.
Fucking pay attention.
I'm trying.
I went to
Hamburg. The Beatles were there. Go on.
Hamburg. We stayed
Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah.
How do they say it there?
Hamburg.
It's Hamburg.
I got yelled at.
You're like, what?
The German train system, little weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
Plus, you have no knowledge of language, do you?
Going straight off of numbers of like, we're on fucking
German's
zero.
German's a nightmare language, dude.
Did you wear
German,
like a gimp suit?
Actually, spending like a week in there, you start figuring it out really quickly.
Really?
Polish? Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
Yo, bro, Polish. J's.
Give me a little German.
Huh?
Give me a little German.
Nine,
dog. That's the number it's and no.
Yeah.
No, it's the number two.
Was it like Vigates is something, right?
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Isn't that like a word?
Bill Gates. It means
something about Bill Gates.
Vigates.
Vigates.
No, I don't know anything about this.
I think that's a word.
I thought you were just swearing at me.
I know. I think that's a word. Heil.
I know that. I know Heil.
I know Hitler.
I know Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
That's a good night.
God
right?
bless you is a
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
That's fucking German.
Anyways, so, it's easy to get the German.
Guten Morgen.
In other words, you felt right at home in Germany.
Yeah, you felt comfortable there.
No one could understand me because of my mumbling.
Sure.
Had to slow down talking to.
Why did you just let Bree do the talking?
I don't know. Kind of turned to that at some points where I just stopped and pointed at her.
She'll talk to you. Yeah. Like this, you're not going to understand me. Yeah. Fucking idiots.
But what in Hamburg, we stayed. So there's like this party part of town where it's just like bars next to bars, beer gardens, the red lights all right there. It's just come fuck hookers and get wasted.
Really? Is it like out on the open? What?
Yes.
No, they take them into a fucking room, don't they?
Yeah.
You're like, not watching people fuck.
It's not like park.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah. But like.
But it's a comfy fucking park.
But you're watching the hookers like straight up in the beer garden being like, yeah.
And, you're like, that's my wife.
So we like, we found the one metal bar there.
Nice.
Tried to go to a show, but there wasn't anything like big going on. So then,
didn't you miss somebody just like barely? Who'd you miss?
Shit, that was in Poland. Turnstile.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Turnstile by a day.
Yeah. When Bree sees these hooker rooms, like, what is she? Is she cool?
What
is she? Bro,
we were.
Is she like I gotta go to the bathroom? You do what you gotta do. is she cool?
We had to like cross these walls.
She's like, so I gotta go to the bathroom. She's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be gone for 45 minutes.
What you do with your time?
She came back a lot.
And our money.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not saying she went to do it. I'm saying that she's giving you permission.
She's giving you an opportunity to go. Like,
not at all.
Or is she? Does she see that and like gross?
No, we just started laughing and people watching.
Yeah, dude, it's a hilarious situation. Yeah. It's just so, like, culturally, I have no reference to that at all.
Right. Dude, I watched a 70-some-year-old man grab two bitches that, like, huge tits and huge lips. And he went and had his fun, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And he came back a man.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he was walking like
you watched him come and go.
Watching him go is disrespectful.
It's great.
You got to give him your privacy
and
after the game.
They're bouncers. Scariest people I've ever fucking seen.
Really?
Yes.
Were they eyeballing you like a threat?
No.
Oh, didn't give a fuck about you whatsoever. Bro, like, bitch, I'll snatch you up by them fucking beard dreads.
Oh, bro. They would joke me out with their pinky.
Oh, yeah. No, they couldn't. They wouldn't do that.
They were scary.
Yeah.
Face tattoos.
Like, yeah, dude. That's fucking a fucking thing now. That's a scary person.
Face tattoos?
Yeah.
But
they got them at a bunch of dispensaries with guns.
What is it? But then we found out they got this little drink. It's a shot, and it's a Bloody Mary shot, but it's vodka and tequila with Bloody Mary mix. Fucking $1 a shot.
Get the fuck out of here.
Rip them. We went to this other bar.
How much would you hate making that shot, though?
What?
How much would you hate making that shot? You had a dollar one? Fucking, here you go.
Dude, it was, they're like squeezing it out of a Fanta bottle.
Oh,
like,
no shit.
It's like total pre-mix.
Okay. Okay.
We went to the Mel Bar for a while, hung outside there. I had to have fucking these German kids buy me cigarettes because the cigarette dispenser wouldn't read my ID.
Oh, yeah.
25 packs and 56 packs.
56 packs of smokes?
Yes.
Holy shit.
56 smokes. Pure heaven.
How do you even put that in your pocket?
Well, yeah. You don't. That's why you have a fucking hero pack.
That's why you have a t-shirt. Flip it in your fucking sleeve.
Shoot. Damn.
Roll into his pant leg, dude.
You have the greaser haircut. You might as well.
Right? That's not a greaser haircut.
Like if the Hulk was a greaser, he could roll those up in his sleeve.
No, yeah. I got it done by greasers.
Too many.
I know, but that's not a greaser haircut.
I don't know. The guy with the fupa or whatever the fuck that was.
I believe that's called a conk.
But yeah, so watching hookers, we tried currywurst.
Is that like liverwurst but with curry?
It's pretty much like just sausage cut up with curry sauce all over it. And then you eat it with these like little like toothpicks. And then mayonnaise and french fries all day.
I'll fuck with that.
Doner kebabs. Murder.
I heard in Germany they're like everywhere. And, dude, and all of them are fucking incredible. Doner
kebabs? Everybody does it. True blue shaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
Like donors? Like I'm a donor?
You don't know what a donor is?
A donor?
It's like a Turkish. It's basically a Turkish euro.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called a donor. Dude, stupid. We talked about it like 2 weeks ago when you were here.
Shit.
Surprised you
I mean, know. I expect him to not know what it is, but I didn't expect
we just
you
talked
to not
about
know
it. That's the only reason I know about it. But yeah. It made me feel like a real fucking piece of shit for not knowing.
John doesn't like cuisine like we do, fine dining. Mm-hmm. But.
See how he turns it down for, I mean, real quick? He's trying to deflect the attention.
He did it, so I... Mm-hmm.
Got to watch a German soccer game in Germany.
Nice.
Just on a big screen with everybody at the
bars.
Oh,
fuck you, dude.
Yawn.
So, like, party fucking goes on, and then Sunday comes... Fucking quiet as a church mouse in this goddamn like Hookerville, dude.
Oh, really? That's in Amsterdam?
That's God's
in
Day, dude.
Hamburg.
Yeah, dude, you go, you confess. You go and you confess. You clean for the week.
What? So we did like the river walk and we went and checked out this orchestra hall that I was really into.
Could you find weed?
I just brought it the whole time with me from Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
You were into the looks of the orchestra hall, or
the whole orchestra hall, the architecture of inside outside.
It was cool.
We tried to get tickets, but like tickets, the cheapest we found were like $350 each.
Damn. Jesus Christ!
But it's the second best sounding orchestra hall in the world.
No, yeah, shit. but it's like that's like German dollars, so it's like $600 American.
Because Euros.
Yeah, no shit.
But then Berlin. Berlin's pretty much like New York. We ended up in the hood a little bit, and that's where, like, junkies are just sleeping on
punks.
Fucking... Yeah, punks are sleeping on, like...
Sleepy punks, dude.
On, like, a mattress with, like, a needle on their arm fucking on the sidewalk.
Well, that sounds more like San Francisco.
Yeah, a little bit.
If I saw that, I'd ask you to hold it up. I'd ask you to hold the needle up, and I'd try to like kick it like a field goal out of the dude's arm. I feel like I'd be a hero.
You rip his fucking vein out of his arm.
No.
You can get fucking on the other side of that building, though. You can get dollar potato pancakes. and they're huge.
Latkes.
All right, here's German potato pancakes or Polish potato pancakes? Which one?
Jewish.
They're German.
No, but which one do you choose? If you got both of them in front of you, which one are you going with?
Kind
of
all the same.
They're a little different.
Like the only difference between the German ones, they like pour it into lard.
No, they're a little different.
I don't know. I'll go with the Polak one.
I'm going Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to change
the German ones? Are also thin.
I feel like the Polish ones are a little more moist on the inside.
You like that?
Yeah, they're a little more mushy on the inside.
Some people don't like that.
I love it.
I
don't eat a latke personally unless it's been blessed by a rabbi.
I bet.
Yeah.
So, unless it's kosher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, honestly. The potatoes have been blessed, each potato, each, mm-hmm. yep.
Knowing that God blessed all over those pancakes,
I love
just God's blessing. Gives it a different zest.
Mm-hmm. Found a $7 fudge joint. Asked them for hoisin sauce, and fucking they shot us laser eyes like we're assholes.
Why?
I don't know. Like sometimes you'd ask them stuff, and they're like, "Go fuck yourself," and you're like, "All right, mm-hmm. like good day." Like. Mm-hmm. But met some nice people. I told a man I loved him, and he got real awkward.
Oh, nice.
Fucking a bouncer. Mm-hmm. I was pretty drunk.
Yeah. How much drinking did you do over there?
Not that much.
There were some days of no drinking?
Some days of no drinking, good. And then like the next day we'd drink like 3 bottles of wine and do charcuterie at home after like walking like a quarter of town.
Right.
Cheers to that, dude.
But, and then one night we, like, got pretty drunk. We, like, walked the river walk, and I smoked, like, a joint or whatever. And then we went to a bar, and we're like, one drink. And we ended up closing out the bar.
Then you made love that night.
The bouncer.
Right?
No.
A little love?
Nope. The bouncer was a bouncer at this place called Red Rum. He was over there drinking. And what at the end of the night, I'm like, I fucking love you, man. Mm-hmm. He is just like, I love you too. And I'm like, oh.
That doesn't translate.
He was an actual homosexual. And yeah. He was like, oh shit, now I'm gonna fuck this
oh,
guy.
Oh, you
right
confused
now.
The guy.
Yeah, you confused the guy.
And then I found floor like, weed and got real excited.
That's a great fucking find.
Yep. Weed. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You find weed on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Papers and all.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Like, straight up.
Good on ya.
You. You so ever find butthole weed?
Who does this? No,
no. I've only found it in my own, but mm-hmm. I've heard people. Mm-hmm.
I've found butthole crack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, he liked that one.
I was just lofted.
You're just being nice because you're leaving us soon, but go on. I don't believe you.
So, found floor weed, smoked that in a fucking club.
Nice.
Yo.
Are we in Germany or Amsterdam?
Germany.
Right now? Okay.
He took the train, the 23?
No. 827.
Sorry, I'm trying to track it.
Fanta in fucking Europe is the whip.
Is it? Like
it's like Orangina, and your tops don't rip all the way off, so they stay connected to your bottle.
Nice.
That's another weird
thing. Do they have like real sugar?
Yes.
Or is it like the bullshit we do?
No. Real.
Real sugar.
Dude, real fucking like farm, like their fruits and vegetables, 10 times better. Meat, 10 times better.
Yeah.
Cheapest bottle of wine will be anything, but 10 times better than $2 chuck. Like the Europeans know what's up.
I think every country knows what's up, yeah. Except for this one.
So that's why the Fanta was different. Because I was like, oh, this is weird. Looked into it. It was because of the dye colors mm-hmm. are like cancerous, and we're the only ones who do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that Fanta is the shit.
What you drink most?
Fanta and then Shep's citrus. I don't know
what's Fanta. Fanta's like 16 different flavors, isn't it?
Orange Fanta.
Orange Fanta.
Orange is the original, though, right? Like that was the first one.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I think that was the first one, and then they made all the other flavors. And then
that's Jack's favorite.
Shep's. Citrus mix, I think it was the whip too.
What'd you mix it with?
Tequila. Lots of it.
Tequila and orange juice.
Orange soda.
Orange. Oh, okay. And
pop power. But
wait, you've never done tequila with like citrus?
I guess. Yeah, but like lime. Like lemon. That's good. Yeah, I've never done it, I guess. That makes sense. I mean, now that I'm thinking.
So like we went to this like four stool bar, same area where all the hookers are and shit. We drank like half a bottle of tequila, and the old lady's just laughing at me because I'm just like straight tequila on the rocks, slamming that, slamming Orange Fanta, just being like, more mama. And like, the one shitty thing is next door to our Airbnb was a whole, it's like a bar dedicated to Motorhead.
Oh, nice.
And so, like, the whole front's Lemmy, and, mm-hmm. like, weird enough, that weekend, they're fucking closed.
Oh, bummer.
I know. I was so pissed, because I was like, we're getting wasted at the Motorhead. I'm getting...
Fuck yeah.
It's the only place you'll catch me drinking fucking Coke and Jacks, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And,
That's how they say it.
And, but
that's
yeah.
I forgot that's how they say it.
That's how he Coke ordered and them. Jacks. That's how he ordered them.
Is it really?
Yeah.
He ordered them as a Coke and Jack?
No, you fuckhead.
Yeah, it's all reversed Jesus in that Christ. Language. Did you know that?
So then when we're leaving Berlin.
It's called a Coke and Jackin.
Coke and Jackin.
Coke and Jackin.
Coke and Jackin.
Go in the bathroom with me. I'll give you a Coke and Jackin.
The other thing is, no tipping. Love it. Fuck oh, really? Tipping, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So these folks get a living wage.
Yeah, I know. Really.
Yeah. yeah.
These people can make a living doing their job.
Well, and I know people who made 12 cents an hour.
Yeah.
As a
government subsidized living where they mix the rich and the poor together.
Yeah.
That's what the Netherlands do.
The rich have worked very hard to make sure that never happens here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it really works well. Also, bicycles everywhere. It's the coolest culture ever. Like, Holland.
Well, there's one part that's kind of fucked up, but you know.
Yeah. What? But I didn't. I've had to go there.
What part of the Netherlands?
Oh, you're talking about Netherlands. I thought we were still in Germany. No,
Netherlands has to figure out. Yeah, there's one part about Germany that was a little fucked up.
Well, all of the bike culture out of Europe's huge. Yeah, like they have their own lanes. Everyone.
Well, yeah, because they can't make roads. That's why their cities are too fucking old.
No, the roads are all there. It's just cheaper to fucking do it,
and everything's closer, dude. But it's spread the fuck out.
It's cheaper because the cities are so fucking old. There's no way, like, they'd have to tear down so much to like make actual roads in the city.
But also, like, people like what they have changing rooms at your work where like you can take a shower, all that.
I mean, it's
there's so much brilliance within Europe culture. It's crazy.
It's fucking ridiculous that like there's like if you're out in public here and you have to take a shit, there's nowhere for you to go to take a shit.
I know some spots, but go on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like McDonald's,
I know all the spots. A lot of people don't. I agree.
Well, still, good luck trying to find it, and you got to pay for it.
Exactly.
At the train station, €1 to take a piss.
What? Oh, there?
Yeah.
Doesn't London
open
has
open up
like,
your mouth?
London
dude.
Has like
if somebody told me that in all America, right. I'd be like, all right, get on your knees.
If someone told me that in America, I'd be pissing on that. I'd be like. Yeah. The thing that where the coin slot when you put in a euro, I'd be pissing on it.
Be like Calvin and the Hobbes.
Straight up, dude. I'd be Calvin all over that lock.
Well, doesn't the UK have public bathrooms?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the UK has public bathrooms.
Last time I went to the UK, I was, you know, 8.
Yeah, I think the UK has like public bathrooms.
Yeah. So, so Berlin, chill. Go to Poland. Half of Polish people hate my guts. They do not like me whatsoever. The other half like me, but
really?
Oh yeah,
I mean 50% of the people didn't like you and 50% of the people did.
Yeah. And also, like, so we got this, like, thank you math, right? Well, we got this like fancier Airbnb because it was downtown, this and that, bro. So half-assed it fucking made me sick. Like, they're like, oh, it's a queen size bed. No, it's two twins pushed together.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
You fall through the crack in the middle of the night.
What do you think?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not fully to the ground?
No.
You just started to felt the earthquake.
I made the crevasse.
That's a 4 on the Richter scale right there.
The crevasse opens up. He starts yelling for Brie.
Yeah. Tectonic plates.
She got sucked in head first, dude. Dead instantly.
Oh, my God. Deep into the earth she is.
Yeah, like the shower, whenever you take a shower, you'd flood the whole bathroom. Mm-hmm. Washing machine in the room. No dryer. Yeah.
What?
And
well, listen, you're in Europe. You should be happy you had a washing machine.
Also, in Berlin, our Airbnb, you had to, like, take a ladder up.
So you stayed in the treehouse.
Kinda. Like, it was so modern as fuck. Like, modern architecturally, like, super cool and minimal. I thought I was gonna die
every fucking time you climbed up that motherfucker.
I went down it backwards every time.
No shit.
Like, turn around and there's like planters all in the house with all this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, holding on. And
yeah.
Dude,
just to get different muscles working?
Just to get down safely.
Yeah.
Because of how steep this ladder stair was. And their handrail, weak sauce.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
You know that framing?
They're not anchoring that property into the framing.
No doubt in my mind. It was with a little bit of wiring and eyelets.
We should bring them democracy and law and order and Jewish lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
That'll fix it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Jews in again.
So was I got an argument with a waitress. She one-manned me while she was on the phone. So, and I just went, bitch, I don't fucking care. Like, the fuck? And she got all sassy with me. And then I told her whole restaurant smelled like black mold and we fucking left.
You can't smell black mold.
She didn't understand you.
You'd smell funk. You'd smell mildew, though.
Yeah. Mildew, but whatever. Yeah. It smelled like death.
You don't know his nostrils, dude. Don't assume.
I know the human nostril.
I couldn't get tattooed.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right.
You what?
I couldn't get tattooed.
Why?
Because none of them welcome walk-ins.
Oh, you do appointments everywhere?
Yeah. So, my bad.
My appointment. What are you going to do, though?
What are you going to get?
You're walking all over fucking Germany looking for a fucking tattoo shop that you're never going to fucking
find.
Weird
enough, they're all in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Amsterdam or death.
You guys stayed in the tattoo district.
Yeah. Where all the fancy bars were, too.
Go get a tattoo.
You guys do any weird sex stuff out there in Germany?
Real weird stuff.
For real?
Yeah.
No,
nice. They went to a bunch of Scheiße parties.
Yeah, he fucked in a treehouse.
Yeah.
That's not that crazy.
Yeah,
but let me tell you about the handles on this treehouse.
I can't help but think that Airbnb is just the one that they give to Americans to prank us.
No,
was it dope?
Like that Airbnb dope. Doesn't yeah. go to anybody else.
That's funny.
It was a great Airbnb. It was just put together really weirdly because it was like we're trying to be like modern, minimal,
yeah,
economic as fuck.
No, just that look,
minimalist.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, also went to the fucking graffiti museum.
District.
Museum. It's an old radio tower, 5 stories tall.
No shit.
Filled with graffiti. District. That was a fucking fun time. Memorial of the Dead Jews. Highly suggest go there.
What is that called again?
Memorial of the Dead Jews.
Is that how they said it in English, or is that just the known?
That's the name of it, and it's Berlin's. Kind of fucked up. Sorry about that.
It's like their Cinco de Mayo kind of thing, right?
Yeah. So
no, it's more the more. It's alive. Actually more Dia de Muertos.
Yeah.
A little mix. It's a little mix.
It's like over 100 coffins, all done differently in different heights,
and graffiti,
and there are people in them.
No, okay. It's all just stones. But
it sounds like their Heidelberg project.
No, a lot more.
Dude, it sounds more like fucking. Yeah, it sounds more like the Freedom Tower and shit.
It was pretty dark. Like, you know, like when you see some art, like your hair stands out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You can get totally lost in that place, and it was just creepy and had like a nice like aura of death.
What's it called?
Mm-hmm. Memorial of the Dead Jews.
In Berlin?
Yes.
They're really direct with that naming. They're really direct. It's probably Memorial.
Oh, no, wait. Memorial of the Murdered Jews of Europe.
Oh, right.
It's even worse than it
sounds. It is even worse.
How dare you get that wrong, Ian? Oh, my God. Yeah. By the way, a lot of them.
Yeah. And you can walk between each one. And you just get lost in this weird maze of rock.
It's like a shipping yard of like,
and that is like those, downtown in the banking district. Like, that's not in a shitty part of town.
You white collar motherfucker.
Yeah, it kind of rocks.
The fucking capital is right there.
It's right in the banking district.
That's the capital, and then this is like this crazy little like.
It's right next to the Chase the Bank Europe headquarters.
Oh my God! Look at that! It's right next to the Yarmulke factory. Oh my God! I mean, like, you can't make this.
You're not gonna tell me
that. And a Target, interesting.
Which is right next to the dreidel warehouse.
I've never seen any sort of memorial like made on Apple Maps.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They
yeah.
have each container, like shipping container, of how many Jews
That's
per
a
container.
Coffin. That's every one of those is a coffin size.
So I can count? Whoa. No, that can't be a coffin.
Yeah, it's a coffin size, each one of them.
These are big Jews.
Monstrous.
Dude, those were NBA Jews.
The memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe. Jesus. And it's just in like downtown.
Yeah, and it's this beautiful piece of artwork.
Yeah, it looks... Oh my God, I'm looking at it now.
Jesus Christ, all right. Looks fine. Stonehenge. Let's get past the fucking dead Jew.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that there's a place
bring
that, a podcast that on the down. Nose.
So then
walk
around.
Bring the podcast down with this fucking dead Jew talk.
Have you guys been to the dark people who were whipped memorial in Gettysburg?
No.
Gettysburg.
It was pretty interesting.
Did you? I didn't go to that one, but I went to the I went to the fair skinned East Asian people who were starved and worked to death memorial in California.
Oh, I just missed that one.
Yeah, yeah, Northern California.
I went to the Irish are having a hard time getting work memorial. That's the only one I went to.
I hear they have good fries there.
Best potatoes around.
I'm an old dude. All Idaho ship-ins. Yeah. They actually like at Five Guys where they give you the city that they're using their potatoes
farm. I hear they have like a killer baked potato bar.
It's a baked potato. It's a baked potato off. Yeah.
No, it's like
the festival they do a baked potato bar's great.
Yeah, yeah.
They also do a baked potato off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, who brings the best baked potato? The
Irish baked potato challenge.
Yeah. And it's always someone's grandma who wins.
Yeah. Some dumb old Mick.
I'd watch that on Netflix.
Hell yeah.
The Irish baked potato off.
Irish baked potato. I bet they probably
the great Irish baked potato off.
It seems like baked potatoes would be
I'd
big
be
yet.
There. I'd just wrap it up in tinfoil, put it in the microwave. A couple fork pokes.
Mm-hmm. Foil and microwave.
But the whole time I'd be going diddly, 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 diddly.
When you were in Ireland on this last trip, did you have a baked potato?
No.
Oh, okay. But yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Where do you think fucking Hamburg is?
Shut up.
Germany.
So
we're leaving Berlin, and in the train station, all of a sudden you hear like gasps. There's just a black guy wearing a fucking like camper's like backpack, stark naked.
Nice.
Just walking about.
Nice.
And then he like disappears for a little bit, and, you know, and like. We're like, okay, like Germany, like.
Mm-hmm. Wait, cool. Is nudity's like legal there, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not,
and not in Grand Central Station,
nor is it specific.
Nudity's legal in San Francisco.
Like,
yeah, but so is shitting in the street.
This is like full cock out the whole.
No, yeah, that you can do that in San Francisco.
Well, it's indecent exposure.
No, because there's a older guy that I follow pretty closely in San Francisco that just walks around everywhere naked.
And he's a walker.
Yeah,
He's a walker, huh?
Yeah,
he ever catch the little girls and shit walking by him, like on his feet.
I mean, he's not like hard. He's just walking.
I know. I'm just asking the question though.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Always picking up coins.
Because he's got like a GoPro. It'd be crazy to do that with a GoPro on your dick.
Just to see who's making eye contact.
Yeah, exactly. See the moment that they do it.
But in reality, they're looking at the GoPro. They're probably not looking at your dick. Like,
well, no, you can. Well, you can
dick?
You can get those like little hidden cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like little pins.
You just put it in the head of your dick.
Yeah. This is what you do. You get a Prince Albert, and there's a little hidden camera in the ring.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
You think hidden cameras are all over the place? Because I do.
Of course.
Yeah. Sometimes, like when I'm by myself,
they're
I'll
not
just,
even hidden.
I'll do weird shit. I'll just be like, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yep. And they're watching.
See, I don't like that feeling. I don't like that feeling that everybody's watching.
I don't get that feeling.
I don't like ring cameras.
So,
I just assume that there's hidden cameras everywhere. So I like if I'm in a hotel, I just walk around naked all the time.
Yeah,
and,
I like that. Yeah. I heard that in the Airbnbs, dude.
Yeah.
I've thought that I've been like somebody was watching me with a camera, and I've been like this. I know.
Like I'm naked in bathrooms almost exclusively. Bathrooms and bedrooms, the only spots I'm naked.
Oh, I'm naked in the house.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
You're never naked anywhere else.
No, I got fucking people walking around my house.
The only reason I'm not like ever like just completely naked here is because it's kind of cold.
Yeah,
so I just have to have a robe on.
Yeah,
yeah.
But under the robe is nothing.
Under the robe, nothing.
Under this robe you're wearing right now. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, let the viewers know that.
Yeah.
Alex is always wearing.
It's funny that you talk kimono. It's funny you talk kimono because you've been a robe guy for so long.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of thinking about making the switch.
Just because of a print. You think it's a print? I think you look good in a robe.
No.
I think you'll be so much more comfortable in a fucking kimono.
I think, but kimonos also look fucking cool.
And they're light. Do. They're lightweight.
Yeah.
They're lightweight.
I mean,
it's
it would be
nothing.
Perfect. It would be a perfect summer. Robe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you can get like whatever weird Asian gang
that's what I'm saying.
Group you join.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of.
Like, there's a symbol on the back.
I kind of regret not going Asian style tattoos.
That's why you have another arm.
Yeah, but you got
You got to do it all. The whole thing. Like, your body is one piece if you're doing that.
You got to earn it, though. You can't. You got to either learn the language.
Dude, I would
kill
some honkies for it.
What? Yeah. You got to chop a finger off?
Or like punch through wood or something.
Are you willing to sacrifice a finger?
I can sacrifice somebody else's finger.
Yeah, no, you're not ready.
No, that's what Yakuza do, though.
No, they take their own finger.
No, they don't take their own. Go look at any fucking Yakuza. You think, like, they have, what, they have four fingers? They're Simpsons characters?
If they fuck up, they do.
If they fuck up, but not if, if they're fucking good, and I would be the best.
They're not good.
You guys talking about Game of Thrones?
I would be the best.
I don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, also, when we're at, sorry, go back, in Hamburg, we're going.
Stop saying it like that.
We're going.
Yeah. Say it American style. All right,
in Hamburg.
How were the burgers, by the way?
I never had one burger. I was eating fucking ham, Swiss, and butters, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those things are the weird.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'll take a ham and Swiss. Fuck
but,
yes.
But we crazy. Had a working girl outside of her fucking Airbnb, and I'm like, excuse me. And she's like, excuse me, I'm working. You were like, trying to sleep, bitch.
Like, oh, she's hollering?
Huh?
And she was yelling and shit?
No, she was on our stoop. Like, she was
working. She was on your ladder?
No. but yeah.
It would have been a stoop below the ladder. The landing, if you will.
So we get on the train to fucking Warsaw. We get this kid who's a rapper and thinks Eminem is the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. We start talking, get to know that, and we're like, hey, ask us any question about Detroit. Ended up talking to the kid for like 2.5 hours about Detroit.
No shit.
Learning them, dude. That's learning them.
And he's out there telling all those lies to everybody.
Yes, it's great. but yeah.
Did you tell him about Detroit's definitive podcast?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Tell him about the Tigers?
Yes, I told him about the Lions. I told him about the Broncos.
Were you wearing Mad Lions gear while you were over there?
I wore one Lions shirt.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
This is my favorite Lion shirt that you have.
Yeah, that's a good one. You look good in that color.
I do. Mm-hmm. Brings out my eyes.
It brings out your everything.
It kind of does.
I know.
It brings out your everything. I hate that you said that, but I like that.
Yeah, that I know. That's true. And I pay attention to the detail of it.
Mm-hmm. Just the way you said, I know.
I was going to say, it really defines your pecs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really does. I mm-hmm. wish I could do the thing right now.
The titty bombs?
Yeah. Ew.
I can do that with my ass cheeks.
Oh, you can make them clap?
No, but I can move them.
I mean, I do that with my asshole.
You have
make a wink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has full control of the whole circle. Mm-hmm. Like, he
has
can
control of the inside circle.
Yeah, dude. He has control of the five.
Yeah, how do you think I rope them in when I'm in the sling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just, I wink at them.
He traps them like a fucking praying mantis.
Yeah.
No, they walk by. I wink at them, then they come in.
You get more wink, like, ooh, mm-hmm. Door's open.
How often do you work on the strength of it?
I mean, I'm doing it right now.
Constant. Yeah. I'd say it's constant. I mean, if you're not working your asshole out, you're not thought so. Living as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
If you specifically, I don't have to do it, but you do.
You felt a tremor too.
Mm-hmm. I'm a leg shaker too. Oh. And Alex's, and a lot of people don't know this, but I can see Alex's legs. Ian can't. John
well, that's because can. That's because this quarter of the table is glass.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, like, you're constantly kind of wiggling your leg during this podcast.
Yeah, I have rest.
Now that I know, you're just strengthening your
asshole. You know what they say? Every time a gay guy does Kegels, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah. Is that what they say?
Yeah. No, yeah. I've never heard that one. It might be. I don't know.
And because of me, about 13,000 angels get their wings per day.
Oh, archangels, man. Mm-hmm. Wow. Archangels.
Yeah. So when I get to Poland, and I get to go to the ultimate Polish-ass wedding with a Finnish group. I try to start a soccer game between Finland and America.
Where in
there's
Poland?
That many Americans?
Yeah.
To field a soccer team?
What? Small soccer
where
team.
Where in Poland are we?
Warsaw.
Warsaw.
And then 30 miles outside of Warsaw where the thing was, right?
Yep. Food upon food.
Yeah.
They fed us dinner.
Is it all beer, or do they do beer, cider, wine? What do they do?
Beer, and then they do, like, cider with vodka poured into it.
Okay.
And then a lot of gin. There was, like, 2 bottles of vodka to each fucking table, and every table has orange juice and apple juice.
Fuck yeah.
Let's
get turned, dog. I'm finishing both them bottles.
They did this weird thing I've never seen before where it's, like, bread and salt. And so they like
what?
Yeah, they like hand the
bagels.
Huh? No, no, like a piece of fucking Polish rye, and they like hand out the bread. They eat the bread. The salt is handed off. They like keep the salt.
Do you
salt.
Think it's just like a wedding thing?
Yeah, it's a total wedding thing. Okay. I've never seen it in my life. It was pretty weird.
Is that what you're going to do at your wedding?
What? I'm never having a wedding.
Yeah, right, dude. I'm going to throw you the dopest wedding ever, dude. So I'm going to be your bridesmaid.
All right.
I'm going to be your main bridesmaid.
The bridezilla.
I'm going to be your maid of honor.
Met, what, 113 family members?
Ugh, it's way too many.
You counted, or like there was like a list?
There was a list.
There was a list.
Yeah.
What was it called? Wettler's.
It was called a list of murdered Jews. fucking.
The list of Jews that made it in Poland.
The list of murdered Russian Jews.
Yeah, almost murdered Russian
almost
Jews.
Almost murdered Russian Jews.
It's like the Szyszynski family or something like that.
Hitler's list.
But yeah. What is it? One of my uncles was one of the mayors of Warsaw.
Oh, fuck
you. Came to find out. One was six of them work in the alcohol industry. One's a professional musician.
There you go. Runs in the family.
Yeah, yeah,
dude. That's probably, was that the most dominant?
No, there's.
What were most people?
Like business people.
Yeah.
Smart business people.
Yeah.
Well, you're both. You're alcohol and business.
And businessman.
Yeah. So like, how the fuck do you afford this trip? Anyway, go on.
How?
I don't understand.
Because he's a fucking savvy fucking
saver. Anybody knows how.
He doesn't have kids.
I don't understand how anybody goes anywhere.
I don't get it.
I don't spend money.
Fucking understand where people get their money. It's none of my business. How'd you do it? Go on.
I saved.
You save money and you work hard. I get it. Whatever.
Yeah. I have multiple jobs.
I know. Delivering grapes.
Yeah.
Making up jobs.
Yep.
To not come to the podcast.
Yeah, no.
He just got a new job in Washington. He's going to be stepping on grapes.
Phoning in this podcast every
metaphorically
week.
Speaking, on the steps of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think he'll get political right when he gets there?
Yeah, probably.
I see a different Ian. I
bet you within 3 years he's mayor of that fucking town.
Mm-hmm.
Not shaved. Not a fucking thing different.
There's going to be a scandal.
Yeah.
Oh, they're always.
But once you get past the scandal,
mm-hmm.
I see like people rallying behind you.
They better.
I really do. You just got to get your thoughts together, man, and then write them down. And then
I already do that.
Get a nice team.
Yep.
I could be your team. I could kill. I'll be like the.
Come out.
I'll be like a security guard for you. How about that?
All right.
Could you imagine how dangerous people would think you are? So many people would think you're so dangerous if you were his fucking security.
Yeah.
Like, that motherfucker is Mossad. Like, no doubt in my mind, he's fucking Krav Maga.
He bit his own lip off one time. He was so angry. It's
because he was just bored.
He bit his own lip off, sold half of it back on himself.
Yeah.
Passed out from blood loss.
His Xbox broke, so he bit his lip off.
What next? Ever wedding? Iceland air can suck my dick.
Why?
Icelandic, not my favorite of people.
Shots fired.
Don't really like them.
I didn't know you had to fly through Iceland.
I don't understand.
Yep.
How'd you get back to Iceland?
What?
By plane, fuckface.
Yeah, we had to go over to the pond.
Don't say that. It's not a fuck. It's a fucking ocean. It's a grand sea.
Yeah, I don't like the pond either.
Whatever.
Take your fucking ass back to Europe.
But we did fly over Greenland and got to see like all the glaciers and stuff.
Oh, that sounds dope.
That was pretty sweet.
It was clear out. So
you mean future America?
No. Bro, there is nothing fucking there.
Yeah.
Good fucking luck.
I bet you there's some mining shit you could probably do.
Maybe.
Drill.
Bro, I thought I was looking at the cloud cover of the mountains, and then all of a sudden I realized
it was like a crevasse.
Glacial
crevasse
for miles.
And that's a crevice.
Oh,
no.
That's another one I'm not a fan of.
No, crevasse is a different word.
Oh, is it? Jesus.
Both of us get you with that, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, think about that. I'm sorry you said anything. All right, fine.
Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Call me a whore,
but
all right.
About.
Fine.
Stupid bitch. You always go. Jesus Christ. Little punk junkie ass motherfucker.
Don't ever say I eat a dog, you fucking.
How did it taste?
What? Meaty.
What time did you get back?
So I started at 6 in the morning.
Euro time?
Yes, in Poland. And
which
then,
is midnight our time.
Then landed the next day here at 7:30. Yeah, or Sunday at 7:30.
Didn't visit Ukraine.
But you have to cut 6 hours off. It was brutal. It was like 16 hours of fucking travel.
Yeah. Were you 6 hours ahead when you were in Poland?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, yeah, it was funny to get like messages because I literally put my phone on airplane mode and damn near shut that thing off.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And was like, I'm not going to touch my phone. And like we use Breeze phone for maps and all that just to get around and fucking, and we used your phone for pictures.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no reason I should be carrying this thing around.
Man, I can't even fucking imagine.
It was fantastic, dude.
I'd be too busy coming because I'd be so fucking excited
that
to have my phone.
That part of the world, I just...
Every time I'd like see a text from you or a friend being like, you in Poland? Like, I'm like, I can't answer. Like, John can't try to talk to me.
Yeah.
See, I was just trying to respect your space. Yeah. I wanted you to enjoy your trip, so I didn't bother you.
I want to make sure there's nothing I could do for my friend.
Yeah.
It's not that he wasn't thinking about you at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just that. No,
I was thinking about him all the time because I was like, I hope my friend Ian's having a good time, and I don't want to get in that. I don't want to get in the way of that.
It was nice to go away after the dog dying and like all that.
So I had a feeling you were going to bring that up.
You could have visited Alex's home. You were pretty close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could have done that.
How far away is Poland from Serbia? Or is it?
It's not close.
8-10 hour train ride. Fucking not bad.
Like that, probably.
It's probably even more.
I did get to make Nick cry, though. 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, what?
He called me to see if I was okay, and my voice cracked.
Yeah. And I was looking at my dog.
And I was like, I'm doing good. Nick's like, well, okay, I just looked at my dog, and now I'm crying. I'm just going to leave. And I'm like, and I was like, opening up to Nick, like my true feelings. And he just jumped about quick, dude.
Yeah. As like, soon as my feelings get involved, like, I don't want to get involved.
You guys are gay. I'm out. I'm glad you never share your true feelings with me.
It was hard.
I tell you my true feelings all the time.
I have to hear.
I think it's ridiculous you haven't bought Madden yet.
I know.
I think it's unbelievable.
Pretend
like you don't have the
Xbox. It's back up to $69.99 now. I'm not going to buy the old one. The new one's coming out. No, the new one's coming out, so I'll just buy that one.
The last one's $69.99. Yeah. That's insane.
Wow, fuck my dick.
But you were wrong
for
not doing
that. The new NCAA 26 or whatever ties into Madden 26 now.
No shit.
So you can play your guy legitly high school all the way through, then load your character up into Madden and keep on doing.
Yawn.
Fuck you. That is genius.
I hate that shit.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of with Nick on this one.
Really?
That's too much.
That's all like right. When you're in high school, that's fun because you can imagine you're them. Like this might be me.
But now that you've known you're not going to make the NFL.
I don't like anybody younger than me.
I do want them to bring one thing back in college football, and that's make your own team. Because I used to make my high school.
I know. You tell your entire
team. Turn them into a perennial powerhouse.
You don't have that anymore?
No.
That was the shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you put yourself as quarterback?
No, I would put myself in the position I was. I was a receiver.
Okay. Water boy.
There's no water boy in NCAA football. Stupid.
Yeah, you can't pick that.
Mm-mm. Oh, my bad.
My daughter had a graduation party on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were in Europe and you were in Bloomington, but my boy Nicky showed up.
Yep.
My boy Nicky showed up. Yep.
What did I show up with?
A card and
A checkbook.
That's right. A card and a checkbook.
A blank check.
I showed up with a checkbook. I think that's my new thing. I'm gonna have a checkbook on me.
Yeah, I have a checkbook.
Like it's not even real.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just come to one check. Check's all wrong, not spelled out right.
Yeah, it's a rubber one.
I spilled somebody's drink on purpose. I'll take care of this.
Take this.
Just writing checks everywhere.
Checks. Just gonna bounce everywhere.
Isn't that funny?
Did you go up there and go, so what do you think you deserve?
Can you dance? I heard you can hit a ball fine, but can you dance?
I heard someone ask my daughter that.
No, I wouldn't mean it like dance. You take dance dirty. You take the word dance and you've made
it sexualize
filthy.
It.
Yes.
I sexualize it.
It's not fair. Dance, it doesn't belong there.
Especially considering what a good like lyrical dancer I am.
Yeah, like, that's what a lot of people listen to the bass or the drums.
Mm-hmm. I feel music.
You listen to the soul of the music.
I feel music when it makes me move.
It's very freeing to watch.
It is. I know. especially if I'm barefoot, not wearing these fucking boots.
Yo, and I'm surprised how much air you get.
It surprises everybody,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's why I like to do it in the water, because my knees and ankles are so bad.
Well, that's how you practice. How
far your legs spread in the air,
and when he lands, it's like
You don't feel.
I have good hearing.
Yeah,
I really like his ribbon. I like his ribbon work.
I do some ribbon work.
Oh God, I don't even want to talk about it. Tears come to my eyes.
Dude, even when he's not,
when you do it for more than like for the love of the game, you do it for the love, period.
Yeah.
It shines through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game.
Shines
through. You said the game?
Yeah. It's more than just, it's beyond the game. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It becomes
ribbon
part of
play.
You.
Ribbon play is a lifestyle. And it's something you learn young enough that you're truly passionate about and you love.
Yeah.
You could have done it too. I guarantee anyone you could, maybe not Nick, but either one of you could.
I mean,
it's
hard.
Funny, it shows because of the snaps. You know?
What I
just
found
so precise.
You can tell.
I make them snap sing, baby.
So
you can tell that's a lifetime of work right there.
Yeah, really.
I mean, really, if you think about it, the air is my palette.
It's like a Tiger Woods.
You know what I mean? The air is my canvas.
Yeah.
And your father was a ribbon guy, too.
Yeah, my dad.
So that helps.
Dad and grandpa. Grandpa was a ribbon guy in vaudeville.
No shit.
Yeah. He was one of the first. You ever heard about Johnny Ribbons Mahar?
Nope.
No, the Ribbon Man?
No.
No, you guys don't know about
that. You know what I found when John is dancing without a ribbon? Mm-hmm. I still visualize a ribbon around him. Yeah. He's so like, he has so much movement. You ever look at a picture and you say, this picture has a lot of movement?
That's how he goes to bed, dude. He ribbons himself up and jumps in.
He's like an anime. He always has little lines around him.
I can't believe you never knew his pop, 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 pop was a Ribbon Man.
Mm-hmm.
No, just pop.
Pre-pop-pop. Who do you think got the guy into vaudeville? My other guy.
Pop-pop-pop.
But before that.
Well, the thing is,
That can't go back.
My great-great-grandpa was in vaudeville. His dad transitioned to a woman.
So that's a pop-pop-pop-pop.
So that's the family line.
Yeah.
In reality, stops there because they would never dead name my great.
You think that's where the ribbon work started?
No, I think it started on vaudeville, though. Probably. It had something to do with it.
I don't know. Your father's a woman. You might start playing with ribbons.
No, that's just sex.
My great grandfather was a woman.
Yeah,
pop, pop, pop. You changed.
Things are different now.
Can't make fun of women no more.
No, I gotta start watching my tongue. Because I'm moving to fucking
you're moving to the wokest fucking place.
The wokest fuck, and I'm just gonna be like, I'm good.
Dude, I bet you the mayor of that city is a girl.
I don't know, man. The only liberal parts of that part of the country are literally Seattle and Portland. Everything else is pretty fucking red.
Someone was like, I'm a them, she, or whatever, like, thing.
So, like, you know, like, your town is a them, she thing? That's
what they got one.
They've got many.
They got one there.
They got many.
I got a bunch of them.
So do you know that the town you're moving to is like actually like liberal?
They call it purple.
Well, because it's mixed.
It's red. Blue and red.
Get it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get it. Yeah, I get it.
I just had a thought that kind of made me sick a little bit. But like, if you were to hang yourself, like if you put your dreads
rip them out
on a nail.
Thanks for making me notice.
And then drop down.
What? No.
What would happen to your face?
They'd rip right out of his face.
Like, what is? Yeah. What his?
No, he just have two bloody spots.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rip off his fucking skin.
No. What?
It'd rip off some skin.
No, they're both cellular, so they would tear it.
Okay. Thank God.
I might tear his whole face off.
He's traveling the world now. I worry about him.
Now, if it got caught in a lathe or something like that,
pull my head in.
Yeah.
Plus,
that's why you're bald. You shave. You work around too many lathes.
Yeah, way too many lathes. What? Way too many.
We all
equipment.
Know that when the time comes of me cutting this. By the way, new nut.
Nice knot.
I like it's like time.
It's a Windsor.
You're moving to DC.
You like that knot?
Yep, I like it.
Nice knot.
Let's
not talk about anymore.
Alex gets it as his touring necklace.
Oh yeah,
we were.
It'll be a lanyard. I forgot.
Yeah,
it'll be your lanyard.
Yeah, it's already in the fucking will.
Yeah,
you gotta wash it every week.
Just soak it. Wrap it, dude. I tell you what, soak it. Wrap it in ribbon. That's just my family way.
I'll soak it in Epsom salt.
Soak it in Epsom salt and wrap it in ribbon.
You're gonna put a speaker on it and give it to fucking. You're just gonna wear it with a little speaker on it.
And I'm gonna put a charm on it,
like radio.
I'm gonna put a Jesus like piece on it. Put a Jesus piece on it. I'm going to
put a Jesus piece on it.
That's rough.
Damn. You don't like that?
I don't like that at all.
It's his now.
Maybe it's time to start thinking about who else you might give it to.
You know who won't put that on there?
All right, I won't do that. Actually, I take it back. I'm not going to do a Jesus piece. I'm going to put the Palestinian flag on it.
Ooh, that's okay.
Right, sure. In rubies.
Yeah. He won it back. He won it back.
By the way, how scary is that? I found out we're bombing today.
We've been bombing.
Yeah. Whoa. Hello. Yeah.
Don't like it. Don't like it one
bit. I want to go back on vacation.
2 weeks.
So does everybody.
Yeah, where are you going in 2 weeks?
Washington.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Man, like for good?
Why are you breaking my heart?
For good, for good.
Am I keeping your video games? You got one more podcast. Those?
Well, I don't know. You want them?
No, not really. I mean,
all right, we'll just sell them. We'll sell them this week.
Do what you want, dog.
All right.
The next podcast, let's all bring a little like food for them or something.
What? Yeah, we should do a potluck. We'll
feed them.
Well, I mean, we'd naturally do a potluck for the show. It's not like it's going to be your last show. You'll come back in a couple years.
We got to go. Because I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah, I give him a month.
You'll be back in a couple years, dude.
I mean, I give him 2 months.
Yeah, there's a fucking theme to your life, guy.
There's an arc. There's an arc. It usually takes about a year to start going sour.
Yeah.
And then it's like another 6 months before it just falls apart.
Before I just light the fire.
Light the place on fire.
God, I'm really bad. I see.
Nah, dude. You're just not a man that can be governed.
Bree's going to leave me and I'm just going to eat a bullet.
There we go.
You like that one?
If she does, don't move back, though. Stay out there and see what's going on. You know what I mean?
Nah,
she won't leave me.
I'll just come back for this show.
I see you in Europe now. I see it in your eyes.
I got the bug for traveling, definitely, right now.
Yeah.
And with no kids and cheap rent.
Yeah.
Fuck you, America.
Yeah.
Is America. Cheap?
Is rent cheap over there?
Okay.
No, it's horribly expensive, but subsidized through government.
Yeah. So it's like our insurance, but for houses.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I almost went and got my tooth ripped out while I was out there because it's all fucking free and, you know,
I can
just take off on a check on a bill out there.
Yeah, that's true. That shit don't travel international.
Nope.
There's this Russian kid I started watching on YouTube. He had to flee Russia, and he went to Georgia, and it's fucking cheap as shit in Georgia, and it's fucking beautiful.
Is it for real?
Yeah.
Poland, cheap as fuck. Also, forgot to bring this up, goddammit. Naked Connections on Polish TV.
Nice.
Okay, so it starts off, it's a dating show. There's 6 boxes. 6 naked guys in the box, straight or gay person who wants to go on the date. They lift up just above their waist. Cocks.
All they see, they have to go on a date based on the dick.
They base the first cutoff about the cock.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they go around and they judge cock or vagina, whatever it be. One guy literally has a tattoo of an elephant head.
Hell yeah.
On his fucking thighs.
Hell yeah.
With just
like the ears. You ever
seen that?
Thighs.
Yeah, I've seen that. He's seen that.
With just a little winky dink, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And
with just a tiny little dick.
Yeah, and I was like, it's a baby. Hilarious. I was like, it's a baby elephant. They do that. Then it goes up and hides their head. And then they do another, like, all right, see a purple. Then it goes up to their head. But when they show their face, the other person who's choosing, they come out naked.
Oh.
And every time they, like, take someone out of the game, they, like, do some, like, naked goodbye dance.
Hell yeah.
With, like, funky, like, music.
Yeah. And then they, like, do a spin and they're clothed again. And
it's weird.
Yeah, it's called Naked Connections.
I'm picturing you, right, doing it.
No.
But like when they get up to, like, they're hiding your face, you got your dreads like over your head.
Oh, hit it.
So then when they pick up, they show your face, you just drop the dreads.
Yeah. Fooled ya.
Gotcha. Like some girls like, I'm into bigger dudes like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But she hates dreads.
Yep.
And then you just drop it and plop.
Gotcha.
Good.
But yeah, it was that show. And I'm talking
that's
full screen close up of their cock while they're like, it's all right, cock. Like, blah, blah, blah. All the balls and the cock.
They touch it too?
Do they weigh it?
Oh, this one, it was a chick, and they gave her like a pitcher of banana pudding. And they're like, yeah, put it on their body. And she's like, And the other lady's like, no, put it on their body. Like, takes like a handful and just starts wiping it on their abdomen. And she's like, no, lick it. And she's like,
What the fuck?
Yeah. This is on public fucking television, normal ass cable.
Public television after midnight.
Normal ass TV.
And yeah, she's like,
What's the show called? Do you remember?
Naked Connections. I'm going to be watching.
Of the Jewish people. Naked Connections.
Of the dead Jews.
Of the murdered Jews of Poland.
All right, boys. We're going to close it out on that.
Yeah, that's good, huh?
Does anybody have plugs?
Yeah, July 5th, I am on the Comedy Rumble at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Yeah, 7 o'clock show. There's two of them that night.
4th of July, everyone's invited to the barbecue as always.
Where at?
Fucking Warren, ask and you will get directions.
Cool, you got a boat?
What, yeah.
I'm in.
All right, sweet.
Cool. I'm going on tour. Tomorrow's my birthday.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
How old are you? Fucking 31. 26?
3100. Andre, 31.
Really? 31? With that thin hair?
You're thin.
He's having a party tomorrow. He's going to be playing the flute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pocket flute.
You can play flute too?
And I'll be at
with that thin hair.
Comedy Castle on next Saturday.
You start doing a bit about that thin hair.
No, man.
Why do you keep saying
you know what it is? Is that fuck, you know what it is? Is that I
real angry about this?
No, you know what it is? Is that I combed it back the last few days.
Yeah.
So now it's like it's going half this way, half up that way.
No.
No, it's. I mean, it's always been thin.
Yes.
It's always been thin.
It is thin.
But it's plentiful.
There's enough.
Just because you can touch your hair and make it do whatever for the rest of the day, regardless of a tornado wind.
I feel like I'm doing comedy on July 3rd too, but I don't know. I think it's just July 5th.
I'm gonna be in Sheboygan on July 17th at the Hive North.
Sheboygan.
And then I'm at.
That's working out for you guys, eh?
Yeah, for the one time I'm doing it.
Really proud of y'all.
And then I'm going to be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, July 24th, 25th, and 26th, opening for Sean Patton.
Oh, nice.
I have not heard otherwise that I will not be opening for Sean Patton, so I have to assume that I'm still opening for Sean Patton.
Start promoting it now so they can't do it to you, honestly.
They wouldn't. It wouldn't be Ridley's. It would be his fucking people. They wouldn't give a shit. Yeah.
Right.
I will do Hive North again.
No, he's not going to do that.
I will do Hive North again, by the way. It won't be the last time I did it, I promise.
There it goes.
Just for my people in Sheboygan. I want to let you know.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Pickles.